Firstly, thank you, parents, for allowing your kids to come along. We do appreciate it. And I've got a little message. I wondered what I should say at a meeting like this. What sort of a message should I bring? And I think what I'm going to do is speak to the campers. All right, my message is addressed to the campers, but I'm speaking on a subject that I think the parents who allowed their kids to come will relate to. How's that? And I have just two verses from the Bible to share before I preach on it. It's Romans chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Romans 2, 14, 15. Ooh, I better get my glasses for this. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. What does all that mean? Well, then he puts it in simple words in the next verse. Since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them. What that's saying in simple language is this. Even people who are not under a religious structure, people who've not been trained in religious things, even people that don't know the Bible have a certain knowledge within them, and it's in what the Bible calls the conscience. And based on that, I'm going to bring a little message to the campers. Let's just pray. Father, please help me to speak faithfully to your Bible and very clearly to everyone that hears. In Jesus' name, amen. We held our camp for one main reason. We wanted to share with these young people what we believe about God and Jesus. You all knew that, didn't you? We weren't hiding anything. Now, obviously, we have very strong beliefs in God and Christ. But why did we want to share it with the campers? There may be some people, maybe even here tonight, I hope not, but there may be somebody thinking, it's fine for them to believe all that stuff, but why can't they keep it to themselves? There are many people that would say, this is a free world, and people should be allowed to believe what they like. And no one has a right to force what they believe on anybody else. And I pretty much understand that. I love classical music. I have a particular love for Beethoven's symphonies. I believe the greatest composer who ever lived was Ludwig von Beethoven. I believe in Beethoven. But you know what? I've got no right to force you to listen to that stuff, have I? In fact, most of you would hate it if you heard it. You just wouldn't like it. It wouldn't appeal to your taste. And I've got no right to push what's wonderful for me into your lap. And many people say, what is true and what is believed in by one person doesn't necessarily have to be accepted by anybody else, because we're all different. And even if one of two of you little people here today, maybe you believe in the Tooth Fairy or Father Christmas. And you know what? That's fine, they would say. You can believe that. As long as you keep what you believe to yourself, you can believe whatever you like. And you may be thinking, listen, it's fine for Christians to believe what they believe, and they can believe it passionately. Good luck to them. But do they really What were they doing, taking a lot of young people off to a camp to drill this stuff into them, stuff that they passionately believe? Well, here's the challenge, and I speak to the campers. When we took you on camp and gave you Bible studies about Jesus and told you about God around the campfire, now you've got to be honest here. Were we forcing our beliefs on you? Don't you think we realize you have a right to believe whatever you like? In fact, I noticed on the beach, not everyone was listening. There's one or two people on Cloud Cuckoo Land. They're zoned out. You don't have to listen to what we're saying. We don't want to brainwash anyone. And I promise you, campers, that you don't have to believe what we told you to be welcome in this church. You're welcome here anyway. It's your life, and you must discover truth for yourself. We respect that. But after having said all that, deep down inside, I'm absolutely convinced that all of you campers know that what we said was true. Now, how can I say that? How can I be so presumptuous, so cheeky to say that? Do you know what a conscience is? Young people, a conscience is that little voice that everybody has inside them that tells them of right and wrong, true and false. It's as if God has put a heavenly sat-nav in our hearts. And do you know what? Social scientists will agree. They have a big word for it. They don't call it conscience. They call it the categorical imperative. But what everybody knows is this. Every human being has within them a sense of right and wrong, true and false. And I know that you know what I'm talking about. There are certain things that you just know are bad. And no one has to tell you. You just know in your heart that's wrong. There are certain things you know that are right. No one need to teach you. Now be honest, campers. You always feel guilty deep down inside when you've done something wrong, don't you? You can't pretend. Even if no one catches you, you know you've done something bad. And you always know when you've done something right, you feel a little bit proud. Wow, I've done it. Even if no one else has seen it, you know you've done right. Why? Because you have a conscience. Inside every one of us is a heavenly sat-nav. Now, I'm speaking to campers now, be honest. There was no forced indoctrination, no brainwashing on camp, was there? Come on. You were free to listen to us, believe what we said, or not. But, and I'm very sure about what I'm going to say now. When we told you about God, about love, about forgiveness, about hope, about compassion, when we told you about things like that, something deep inside rang a bell, didn't it? There's something inside that you knew it was true. You know, we can all put on big brave faces and act tough, but deep down inside, everybody knows the basics of right and wrong, beautiful and ugly, true and false. Deep down inside, your conscience, every one of you already knows that love is right, hatred is wrong, forgiveness is needed. There ought to be respect and honor for certain people, and we ought to avoid others. We know these things, don't we? Deep down inside, you don't have to be taught. You know. This is what the Bible's saying here. Within everybody's conscience, even people that don't have the law, the Bible, the scriptures, there's a witness within every true human being with any sense in their head between right and wrong. And nobody forced you on camp, I don't think, to believe anything that you heard, the stories we told you. Remember the stories they told about how their lives were changed when they met God and all that? The meeting, the studies you had about prophet, priest and king and all that. It was not indoctrination. Do you know what happened? They simply shared with you what they believe is true. And deep down inside, I'm pretty sure, you know, they shared the truth. Now, it might be a while before the penny drops and you realize the complete truth of the Christian faith. But let me just say this. You've had a taste of what we believe. And I believe your conscience deep down inside knows that what we've been telling you is true. We should love. We should acknowledge there is something that's put us here. We should be thankful. We shouldn't hate. We ought to seek restitution for the things we've done wrong. All of this stuff. Now, the Bible says deep inside everybody knows right and wrong, true and false. It's written, the Bible says, in the conscience. God's heavenly sat-nav. And what we shared in camp is a lot more than our opinion or our ideas. All we really did, and I hope we've done it to some of you, even if you're young. Let me tell you, I heard things years ago that only clicked when I was in my 30s. But you know what? I hope there are little seeds sown in your minds that are beginning to appeal to your conscience. And from within, you'll realize the truth that we're trying to share. We're not trying to make you join our club. We're trying to make you realize stuff that you know deep in your heart is really, really important. So, you'll be going back to school in a couple of weeks' time, and you'll be starting your new academic year, and I hope you go back to the busyness of your life realizing that we've shared with you stuff that's really important, and I hope you come back to learn more in the next term. Now, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to hand over to Phil. Oh, Lord God, I just pray that the things that were shared on camp, around the fire, in the Bible studies, one-to-one, I pray in Jesus' name that there will be certain truths that were shared that will stick and bear fruit in the months and the years to come. For Christ's sake, amen.